MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 19, 2024. Paracella has been confirmed as a district judge. Hey, what's the story on those drones? Sunny to partly cloudy, mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:52 p.m. In the Salem News, Paul Layton reports that Jerry Paracella, who rose from laborer to state representative and officer in the Army Reserves, achieved another distinction on Wednesday when he was confirmed as a judge. The Massachusetts Governor's Council unanimously approved Paracella as an Associate Justice of the District Court, voting 7-0 to endorse his nomination by Governor Maura Healey. Paracella is set to be sworn in by Healey, most likely on January 1. Lee Blander of the Marblehead Courant is reporting that, as reported drone sightings increased across Massachusetts and the East Coast, one experienced drone operator in Marblehead says he isn't buying into what he calls the hysteria. He's quoted as saying, "People are looking at stars and claiming they're drones." That quote is from Francisco Urena, owner of Semper Drone Photography in Marblehead. Lee Blender continues, "In the last several weeks, there have been thousands of sightings in New Jersey, New York, and New England of strange lights in the sky, with people reporting them as drones. State and federal agencies have said they are taking the report seriously." Urena owns Semper Drone and uses the technology to shoot photos and videos. In Swampscott, people have posted videos to social media of what they identified as drones over the harbor. In Marblehead, Police Chief Dennis King told the Current, quote, "We had one report last Saturday of a drone flying in town. An officer checked the area and a drone was not located. Nothing suggests this was a suspicious drone sighting, nor was the sighting confirmed to be a drone." Again, more on this in the Marblehead Current by reporter Lee Blander. More news after this break.
Garner Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on MSONewsSports.com. Got a great show. In both shows, we get a double interview, killing two birds at one stone. Rick Gorman, co-tournament director of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, which is happening next week, 2 days after Christmas. We hear all about that. And also, on the North Shore show, we got our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
At Thursday night's Lynn City Council meeting, two residents, Cherise Thomas and Jay Brown, were presented citations from Mayor Jared Nicholson, commending their action that helped save lives at a recent fire on Orchard Street in Lynn.
Thank you to the Lynn City Council, and thank you, Councilor Hogan, for those remarks and for organizing this. It is such an honor for me to be able to thank Jay and Cherise on behalf of the city of Lynn for their heroism, for their quick thinking, for their action in time of incredible danger and risk to care for their neighbors and for their fellow humans here in the city of Lynn. As always, a huge thank you to our first responders in the fire department. And when citizens like this go above and beyond, it is a wonderful opportunity for us to thank them and also to share their example, because I think it's really an inspiring one and applies in a lot of different circumstances that you can make a difference, and you really made a difference, and we thank you for it.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Ward 6 City Councilor Fred Hogan read the citation presented on behalf of the city.
I'll read the citation from the Lynn City Council, and the mayor says about the same thing that this is going to say, but this is right here. The Office of the Lynn City Council offers the sincerest congratulations to Jay Brown and Cherise in recognition of your extraordinary act of courage, bravery, and selfishness and the risk of your own life to ensure the safety of the occupants of the home of Orchard Street on December 9th, 2024, that was engulfed in flames. And on behalf of the Lynn City Council and the City of Lynn, we thank you guys with our open hearts. Thank you.
That's Lynn Ward 6 City Councilor Fred Hogan. The entire council meeting can be viewed on lynntv.org. And Stephen Higgins reporting in the Gloucester Times. The Essex Board of Fire Engineers has selected one of its own to replace Ramey Reeder after he stepped down this week as Essex top firefighter. The new fire chief is Lieutenant Christian Hassel, who was elected Wednesday evening by a unanimous 3-0 vote of the Board of Fire Engineers. Chairperson Ruth Perrine is quoted as saying, "I'd like to extend my congratulations to new fire chief Christian Hassel. I know he will do a great job. We're lucky to have him." Selectmen appoint the three members of the Board of Fire Engineers, and then the fire engineers elect a chief from within their board. In sports, North Shore High School winter sports are fully underway. Last night in boys hockey, Essex Tech defeated Winthrop 5-3. Pentucket took down Beverly in overtime 3-2. Amesbury shut out Danvers 3-0. And the St. Mary's hockey team cruised past Wedford 4-1 to improve to 2-0 on the season. In girls hockey last night, winners were Newburyport, Peabody, and Gloucester. The Salem News announced its fall coaches of the year in today's paper. Those honored include Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff, Beverly golf coach Craig Wiley, St. John's prep soccer coach Dave Crowell, Masconomic girls soccer coach Allison Lassesse, Marblehead cross-country coach Brian Heenan, Hamilton Wenham girls cross-country coach Steve Sawyer, and Bishop Fenwick volleyball coach Alexis Bedard. In the pros, the Celtics and Bruins both off last night. Seas are home tonight to face the Bulls, and the Bruins road trip continues with a stop in Edmonton this evening. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.